SOP number 143 today. We've got time-saving tips for podcast creation, 2008 podcast predictions from the CEO of Wizard Media, a podcaster wins a $10,000 prize, and how do you record phone interviews again on today's School of Podcasting Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, where we talk about all things podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And our toll-free number, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, is 888-563-3228. And I thought I'd start off with a little bit of a news item here. Actually, that's basically what we have a lot today, a lot of news. And I'm going to answer some questions, things like that. The CEO of Wizard Media, and of course, Wizard Media owns SwitchPod, Libsyn, BlastPass, and of course, last year they announced they had delivered over 1 million podcast downloads. I'm sorry, did I say million? 1 billion with a B in 2007. And there's an article, I'll put a link to it out in the show notes, and of course, you can find that at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And they are forecasting that podcast downloads will jump 50 to 80% in 2008. So again, as much as the big, you know, buzz thing was, oh, podcasting's dead, projections are saying, no, I don't think so. Now, of course, that's from a new media hosting company, but the other thing they've done is, this came out at the end of June, they have archived over, this is Wizard Media, 118 million words using their proprietary ad match technology process. Now, of those, they have identified more than 10,000 words as keywords with potential significance to prospective advertisers. The database of keywords was populated by processing over 800,000 hours of audio and video programming available, again, on the Wizard Media Network. They say, this is a huge accomplishment for our publishers. Search marketing plays a major role in the plans of most advertisers, and we are positioning our publishers to participate in this advertising marketplace. And that's according to Chris Spencer, who's the CEO of Wizard. And of course, if you listen to any e-marketing report, everybody's just saying that advertising is going to be going up and up and up in the new media field. We're all just waiting for that to come our way, but it is coming, they say. So that's some news that's going on so far in the world of podcasting. And the other story I wanted to comment on is from Lisa Barnes' website. It's Lisa. It's L-E-E-S-A, Barnes.com. She talks about an author named Terry, I guess it's Fallis, F-A-L-L-I-S, and he's an author, again, that is using podcasting to get exposure. He couldn't get an agent to represent his book. And it's, I guess, a Canadian political satire kind of book. And while all the doors were shut, he continued to press on, started to put his book out in a podcast form. And this week, he found out that he's won an award called the Stephen Leacock Medal of Humor, which I guess is a prestigious award, because it comes with $10,000. Now, so here again, podcasting has brought somebody money, and he finally got an agent for his book. So once again, another great podcasting success story. All right, probably one of the questions I get when a new person signs up out at the School of Podcasting.com, if they're brand new, it's, Dave, how do you record phone conversations? And we get this a lot, and that reminds me, I want to talk about, I got an email from George from the One Minute How To podcast. I believe it's One Minute How To. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes. And he mentioned, because I said, according to Todd Cochran's presentation at PodCamp Ohio, after 72 hours, you're not really going to get a whole lot of other downloads of that show. And George said, hold on. That's not the case with me. And you know what, George? You're right. That's absolutely right. And if you listen to Todd Cochran's podcast about this, I didn't really present all of the points that Todd made, because he pointed out how Grammar Girl has a huge number of downloads, and we got into a discussion of evergreen podcasts. So if you have an evergreen subject, like how-tos, like for George, those are always going to work. But if you have a podcast that's on tech news or music news or political, something that's very timely, why would you want to listen to news from 6 months ago? That and apparently not everybody's show is evergreen. And so when Todd was looking across his stats, which encompasses a whole bunch of podcasts, he had come up with that conclusion. But he did say there are exceptions to the rule. If you have evergreen, meaning non-time related material, you're not going to have an issue with that. And so keep that in mind. But the one question that I get almost immediately as soon as somebody signs up at the School of Podcasting is, how do I record phone calls? And in the past, I've said, and I still believe this, the best way is to get the recording off of your computer. Whether it be, I used to take a recorder, and I would take my headphone out, plug it into my recorder, then plug my headphones into the recorder headphone, so the audio was going into the recorder and then out of the recorder via its headphone jack. So kind of plugging it in line with the headphone amplifier. And then I had an iRiver. I've used other outboard recorders, because that way you're getting it off your computer. You're not taxing your computer any harder to try to run Skype and record and things like that. And that is the truth. But I got to tell you, I've been using, there are two programs that I've heard a lot of people using, and I haven't had anybody say they've had a problem with it. And one is the one I use called Voice Emotion. You can find that at voiceemotion.com. And I think another one is a little cheaper. It's around $29, called Power Grammo. And if you get the professional version, the cool thing about this is the professional version allows you to have your voice in, let's say, the left channel and the other person in the right channel. This is great if you need to maybe boost their volume but not boost your volume. Or a lot of times what happens with an interview, when you can't see the person, is they get done with their answer. You're not sure if they're done. They're waiting for you to ask another question. You don't ask the question. They don't continue to answer the question. So there's this awkward pause, and then you both start back in. The person thinks, oh, they want me to go in deeper with my answer, so they'll go on, and then maybe you'll start to ask a question. Things like that, it's very easy to fix if you just simply cut out one of the people. So if you start to ask a question to stop, you could go in and just cut out that question and let their answer go, because they're in one channel and you're in the other. So I know three people at the School of Podcasting that use Power Grammo. You can actually download it for free, and it's a trial thing. And then it's, like I said, I think it's $29 for the pro version. The interesting thing, both Power Grammo and Voice Emotion, I almost think it's the same company because it looks almost identical. And they both refer to the other on each site. So that's kind of interesting. But I'll have a link to that out in the show notes where you can download a free trial. Now, some people say, well, and let's go back to Todd Cochran. A lot of this is going to depend on your internet connection. I know there are a lot of people in Texas that still are on dial-up, and trying to record on a dial-up system may not, you know, you need a good, strong internet connection to run Skype in the first place, and so that may not work, and that's where you're going to have to go to something like a JK Audio. Just Google JK Audio. There are all sorts of hardware devices that allow you to plug your phone into your computer. But right now, I don't use an outboard recorder. I've been using Voice Emotion. I know other people have been using, Power Grammo. Nobody's had any horror stories. Nobody's had any system crashes. And I record all the School of Podcasting roundtables with those software. I haven't had any problems. And that's been going on for the better part now. I've probably been using Voice Emotion for 6 to 8 months, if not longer. Haven't had a single problem, and I haven't had anybody mention Power Grammo. So if you're new to podcasting, and then what you need is Skype Out. This allows you to call other people's phones. Now, it's great if they have Skype, but if they don't, you can call their phone. So you'll still sound very full, very rich. they're going to sound like they're on a phone. Well, that's okay. But it's still, you're going to capture that phone quality as good as you can. Versus if you're going over a phone line, then you sound like you're on a phone, they sound like they're on a phone. And, you know, if you have a cable connection and it's good and solid, I guess. Because Todd Cochran, I go back to him, he uses a JK Audio product. I forget which one I should ask him. And the reason he does that, he lives in Hawaii, and the internet connection in Hawaii is not great. So it's going to depend a little bit on where you're at. But the great thing is, like I said, PowerGramo, you can download it for free and try it, see if it works for you, and then if it does, you can turn around and buy it and keep doing that. But the ultimate safe way is, again, to still get the recording off your computer. But if you don't want to put out the money for a recorder, then you know, you can try these two software titles that I feel very confident saying that they work fine. And, of course, the question always comes up, well, Dave, where do you buy this JK Audio stuff? Well, if I'm going to buy microphones, things like that, I like a website called Same Day Music because they don't charge tax unless you live in New Jersey, which is wonderful. And you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/Same Day Music. And I've heard a lot about this company. They have everything. It's BSW. And you can find them at schoolofpodcasting.com/BSW, B as in boy. And I know this one, I don't know if I use regularly, but I keep my eye on it because they have these phenomenal, phenomenal specials. Like, for instance, right now they have a deal where you can get a DBX 266 dual compressor. And a compressor, what it is it takes soft things and makes them louder, and it takes loud things and keeps them softer. So you get a more smoother, not so much tone, but volume level. Now, the good news is that helps my voice sound deep and rich if I do this, but it also helps pick up the fan noise in the background, which is kind of a bummer. But anyway, you can get this now. It's $109, which is a great deal. They had a great deal last week on a compressor that also, the voice processor, it's still there, $150 on the front page. So if you're looking to buy equipment, that's a great place as well. All right, as we head towards the door, one of the things I always talk about when you're trying to build your podcast audience is to stay consistent. We've talked about in the past how you can record shows up front. That's why I always say, if you run into a tsunami of information, don't put it all out at once, because there's going to be times when you want to go on vacation, when you don't want to do things like that, and still have a show come out that, if you have a backlog, it's great. Well, I'm in a situation where I don't have a back catalog, and the next few weeks for me are going to be insanely busy. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I have I've been a technology teacher for many, many moons, and I'm actually back in college now getting my bachelor's degree, so I actually have a piece of paper that shows I know what I've been doing for the past 15. And this next few weeks, I'll be taking a class that's normally delivered in 16 weeks. I'll be taking it in 5. Yeah, so that's 3 times as fast, basically. And so I'm going to be up to my eyeballs in homework and writing papers and things like that. So I may not be putting out a public School of Podcasting's morning announcements in the next couple weeks. I'll probably maybe go every other week or things like that. And the cool thing is, and this is how I feel about this, I would love your input. Because I'm letting you know this, I don't think this is an issue. I really don't. Because you're supporting me, you're listening, I'm giving you hopefully good information, places to go check out, and things of that nature, and you're going to be like, you know what, Dave, you go get that degree for the next couple weeks, and I'm going to go buy a compressor. Thanks for the information. So I'm going to try to get it back. Now, I have some information that I recorded at PodCamp Ohio, and if you're wondering, well, Dave, why didn't you share it in this episode? Because I'm hopefully going to assemble that and put it out, and so I can keep consistent. But that's my tip. I have one other tip today, and I don't know, I've been podcasting since 2005, and why I've never done this, it's really so very obvious, and I don't know why I've done it. I've talked about different programs that you can use to make show notes. you know, and kind of track things. And I don't know why I've never done this, because when whatever you're using, if you're using Libsyn to build your show notes, or if you're using WordPress, you can start a post and click save in WordPress. Let's just say that. And it won't be shown to the world. It's shown as a draft, is what they call that. So that you can come back later and edit that and add more to it and things like that. And what I've been doing in the past is I'll take things from email and I'll save it in Notepad and I'll save it in a folder. And then when it comes time to assemble the show, I'll copy and paste all that stuff into my show notes. Here's a time saver. And again, why I've never done this. Why not just make your show notes in your show notes and then just save them, but don't publish them until you're ready to publish the podcast? It seems so obvious. Why I've done it like once or twice, and why I didn't keep doing it, I don't know, but it is a time saver. You can access your potential show notes, your draft, from anywhere, because it's web-based. And then when the show is ready, you simply link it to the audio file, link it to the video file, delete anything that wasn't in the show, and there's your show notes. What a great time save. No copying and pasting and hey, where did I put that file? It's all in your blog. Just realize that if you just click save and not publish, key point here, save but don't publish, it will be there only for you to see, because you have the name and password to log in. So that's my tip today for how can I do this faster. It's what I'm doing. I've done it on the last three podcasts I've done, and it's been working great. So we're at about 16 minutes, so I'm going to call it a day. Again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to get into podcasting, we have, I think, the best of both worlds. You have self-paced, step-by-step tutorials that will show you how to podcast. I've given you some of the whys today. We talked about the guy that got the $10,000 deal. All sorts of reasons as to why to podcast. How do I podcast? You've got step-by-step tutorials, and then we have our weekly roundtable. So if you have a question and you go, Dave, I'm trying to do this, I don't understand that, you can ask me live at our weekly roundtables. And I feel with the combination of step-by-step tutorials that you can take anywhere, they're all web-based, and our live question and answer, as well as our help desk, that you can get up and going in podcasting in no time. So check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Or send in any questions, 888-563-3228. If you have a last five and five, of course, that's one of those. What were the last five podcasts you listened to? And if you can explain it in less than 5 minutes, and if you know the websites for those podcasts, that's always beneficial. Call those in, 888-563-3228. And everything I talked about, Power Grammo, BSW, Same Day Music, you can find all that at show notes. schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for tuning in, and class dismissed.